The Beaver Dam High School football team is getting ready for a trip to Watertown on Friday night to take on the rival Goslings in an East Central Conference matchup, bringing in head coach Brock Lindy. Coach, you came coming off a gutty win over Kettle Moraine Lutheran last week. After you looked at the film, just what did you see from your team?
Yeah, I thought we did a really nice job for probably 90% of the game. And in that 10%, we just had a couple letdowns in all three phases, really. And then you can let a team back in the game when we felt like we had it pretty secured. So, like I said before, give KML credit. They played, you know, Port Washington really tough. They played us competitively. So that's no slouch. But really proud of our guys for just kind of hanging through those moments of adversity and finding a way to put more points on the board and then distance late.
Coach, one of those guys, you know, we talked a little bit about him when he carried the football a couple weeks back in Plymouth, but, you know, Brandon Morrissey, the Moose, you know, offensively, he's been, it seems like, quite involved in your offense. Defensively, I think he's forced at least like three fumbles this year, had an interception the other day. Can you just talk about him and the diversity that he brings to your football team?
Yeah, we try not to have too many two-way players. We feel like in a two-platoon system, we have a lot of advantages against opponents that are playing more two-way kids. That could be, you know, advantages in the second half against tired players, but also advantages kind of in the second half of the season. Brandon's really the only true two-way player we have, but it's because he just does such an impressive job on both sides of the ball that we can't really afford to not have him out there. You know, he's constantly asked to get involved in both the run and the pass fit, so a lot of responsibility defensively. And then offensively, he's a huge part of what we do, and he's kind of in a position that historically has been more of a blocker, but with his unique skill set, we're able to get him involved in the pass game, flex him out a little bit to get to our spread formations, and then also to give him some carries. So that alleviates pressure from some of our other receivers. Now we have another weapon we can dump the ball down to. Certainly alleviates pressure from our running backs. So if we rip off a big run and we want to keep it on the ground, we have another option. So can't say enough about his performance on the field, but he's one heck of a kid off the field too, and that's maybe more impressive.
Coach, when you have, obviously, you have a few guys that do see snaps on both sides. Do you have you're doing a lot of stuff. Do you have somebody that maybe keeps track of snap counts? Is that something you kind of try to be aware of to make sure they're not out there for every down? Just how do you manage that in a game if you do need to put people on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, part of it is maintaining special teams minutes and special teams reps. So if we feel like a kid is getting taxed on offense and defense, then maybe looking for a substitute on special teams where maybe we have a little bit more depth. And then we're not necessarily keeping track of how many plays they're running, but sometimes it's the type of plays that they're involved in. So, you know, if one of our guys is making a lot of tackles, we kind of get the sense that maybe he's a little physically beat up. He might need a couple plays off of offense. If someone's getting rolling on the ground and is churning up some yards, they might need a playoff, of defense. So it's just kind of being mindful of what kids need, and no kid on our team is going to tell us to take them out. I love that about our kids that they all want to be on the field 100% of the time. But we've got pretty good depth, and we know that we can trust a replacement player to come in and do just as good of a job as the starter if someone needs a breather.
Coach, you can clinch a playoff spot this weekend. It's one of the goals that you have this year. Just how important is that to just kind of check that mark off here if you can find a way to get a victory here this weekend?
That's what we work for at the outset of a season, is to make the playoffs and then to give yourself a chance to win a state championship. So, the fact that we can clinch it as early as we have an opportunity to is really impressive. Says a lot about where our programs come from. And it says a lot about the current group that we have. But we don't ever want to get too far ahead and start looking at goals that are outside of just going 1-0 and playing a little bit better this week than we did the week before. So we know that Watertown's going to give us everything they've got. And we got to come out and play a clean game and play Beaver Dam football.
Coach, looking at Watertown's numbers here this year under Coach Krogan, I don't know when the last time, you know, this deep in the season, a Watertown team would have more rushing yards than passing yards. But when you look at the Goslings on film, what do you see from that squad?
They're looking to change some things with their identity offensively and defensively. And I think that's what, you know, a new head coach gives them an opportunity to do is to build on some things that they were doing well and to try to clean some things up where they thought there were some holes. So they're trying to get the ground game established a little bit more. Similar blocking schemes, similar formations and personnel groupings as they've used in the past. And I think they're trying to play to their skill set too. So, an athletic quarterback who can throw and who can run. So he's, I think, leading him on the ground and leading him in the air as well. So we're going to have to contain him. And then defensively, they've made a switch to a four front. So we haven't seen a four front in a couple weeks. So just kind of getting back to, how we block up against that structure and then what's going to give us the best opportunities to get yards, both in the air and on the ground.
Coach, you had your homecoming last week. Now you're going to Watertown, their homecoming this week. As a visiting team going into homecoming, obviously longer halftime, things like that. Just did you do anything different to get your team ready going in to know there's going to be a few different types of things going on at the football game?
No, I try not to treat any game that much differently. If there's 5 minutes extra at halftime, then we get 5 extra minutes of break and 5 extra minutes to – to change up execution and scheme up a bit. So try not to treat any week differently. Obviously we want to win on our homecoming and we want to prevent teams from winning on theirs. So I don't know that that's any extra motivation for our kids other than just winning a football game against anybody. But we know we got a quality opponent and we know that it's a heck of a rivalry. So, like I said, we're going to get the best from Watertown that they have to offer.
Do you feel like this rivalry, we've had some spirited matches over the last couple of seasons here with Watertown. Do you feel like that the kids feel that rivalry again? They're just like 20 minutes down the road with the Goslings.
Yeah, it's nice that after a lull there, when we switched from the Little 10 to the Badger Conference, we didn't have them on the schedule for a couple of years. I kind of felt a little empty knowing that we're so close geographically, but so close kind of enrollment wise too, that we weren't playing them. Now we've gotten them back, kind of in the second half of the Badger large division. And then they come over with us in the East Central. So it's just nice to maintain longtime rivalries, especially when the travel's convenient and, there's so many people in both communities that have fond memories of their battles against the other team. So it's kind of nice to pass that rivalry off to the next generation. And we've certainly embraced the rivalry. It's one of our program goals is to always beat Watertown. And so now we're up against game 102 in the all-time rivalry and we're a little bit behind. So we've got some work to do, but our kids are very aware of it and they're aware of what their legacy can be in a pretty historic run here.
It's Beaver Dam and Watertown Friday night on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Coach Brock Lindy, thanks for the time and good luck.
Thanks, Wade. Go Beavers.